I'm Keith Peters reporting. Donald Trump leads Vice President Kamala Harris by 6 points in a new Emerson poll that pits the former president against likely rivals in the 2024 election.
49% of respondents say they would vote for Trump compared to 43% for Harris if the two squared off in November. In that scenario, 8% remain undecided. In a hypothetical matchup with Joe Biden, Trump gets 46%, Biden 43%, with 11% undecided. Respondents also say they would select Trump over Democrats Bernie Sanders by 6 points, Hillary Clinton by 7, and California Governor Gavin Newsom by 8. Bob Agnew reporting.
Some congressional Democrats continue to worry about the abilities of President Biden to lead their party. Illinois Congressman Mike Quigley says President Biden should end his campaign.
The fighting spirit and pride and courage that served the country so well 4 years ago helped Joe Biden win. We'll bring the ticket down this time. He just has to step down because he can't win. And my colleagues need to recognize that.
House Democrats met early Tuesday at party headquarters. No cell phones, no leaks, just what party leaders build as a family discussion. But one Democrat in the room said the mood was dour. Biden emphatically refuses to step aside. Former Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma has died. He was 89. The family said in a statement that the Republican had a stroke during the July 4th holiday and died Tuesday morning. Inhofe was a powerful fixture in state politics for decades. He doubted that climate change was caused by human activity, calling the theory the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on the American people. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 52 points. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood has found a new revenue stream.
The nation's number one abortion business is now selling drugs used to help children stave off puberty and live as the opposite sex. Planned Parenthood's own data reveals that 45 of its 49 regional branches are providing hormone treatments, leading to a 125% increase in sales from 2020 to 2022. The organization's mission statement claims it seeks to help people live, quote, full healthy lives. Critics say puberty blockers won't accomplish that. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The sound of church bells is a quaint bit of automated background noise for most people. But before modern communications, it was bell ringing that transmitted important information and knit together communities across Europe. Now a small school of bell ringers in northeastern Spain is working to recover an entire language of tolling. Automation had largely replaced bell ringers in churches in Western Europe. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed mixed on Wall Street after testimony from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell in front of Congress provided little new guidance on the Fed's plans on when it might lower interest rates. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ Composite each rose 0.1%, adding to their recent records. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 52 points, or 0.1%. Helen of Troy, which makes Osprey and OXO products, sank nearly 28% after posting results that fell far short of forecast. The Dow was down 52 points today. The NASDAQ was up 25 points. The S&P 500 gained 4 points. New York oil falling 92 cents to $81.41 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.